Friday evening and I'm in the beautiful grounds of Stockbrook Nursery near Billericay for the annual barbecue hosted by the South Essex Link of Chernobyl Children Lifeline, which is this year welcoming a dozen children from Ukraine. Matt Craig Green, you're the joint chair of the Link with your wife Susan. We've featured the Link a lot on Phoenix in the past, but just in case anybody's not aware, what exactly is the Link all about? What is it that you do and why?
Well, we are one of about 150 links, actually, in the UK, all part of a charity called Chernobyl Children's Lifeline that's run by a guy in near Horsham. And what the charity does is it brings over young kids from southern Belarus and from the Ukraine, in the areas that were affected by the Chernobyl disaster in the late 80s. Although many of the effects of the radiation now aren't as apparent as they were obviously at the time of the disaster, it's still a region that has been afflicted terribly by poverty and all the social problems that come along with that. Most of the kids won't ever have eaten fresh produce, and just coming to Billericay or any of the other links in the UK can add as much as 2 years to their life. They stay with us for about 4 weeks and they're hosted in pairs with families, in our case in the Billericay and South Essex area.
The life expectancy in the area affected is still quite low.
That's right, yeah. I mean, although obviously the background radiation is still much, much higher than it would be somewhere else, and they don't live actually in Chernobyl, they live close enough that most of the produce that they eat, the water, everything else around them is still very heavily contaminated. We notice a huge change in them from the day they arrive in the UK to when they leave. They're much happier, they're just much noisier, which is what you want to see from the kids. Tend to be about between the ages of 10 and 12 when they come over to see us. And just makes a huge difference. So, I mean, this is a holiday of a lifetime for them. When, you know, in Billericay, when we and Brentwood, and we think about holiday of a lifetime to St Lucia or Mauritius or somewhere like that, genuinely coming to Billericay and South Essex is a holiday of a lifetime for them. Most of them, in fact, none of them will have been out of the country before. They've never been on an aeroplane. So it's a very exciting time for them.
Are they from the area that's affected by the political situation?
Obviously, what's going on politically has a bearing on their lives, but these kids are, you know, 10, 11, 12 years old. What's really important for them is to be able to get out of that area where the radiation is and eat uncontaminated food, fresh fruit, vegetables, get outside in the sunshine, run around and play, and experience something that they'll remember for the rest of their lives.
So you've got a dozen children, boys and girls.
That's right, six boys and six girls, yeah.
And you have half a dozen host families looking after the children?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so we've got six families each taking two children. So they're in pairs of boys and girls. So three pairs of boys and three pairs of girls.
And they're here for 4 weeks. And it's quite a packed program you've got.
Yeah, it's incredible. I mean, the committee and everybody involved supporting the charity has done a fantastic job again. They're doing all sorts of things. They're visiting local schools who, you know, really take care of them. And it's great, I think, for the local school kids as well to meet them and understand the different kinds of lives that people are living. It's very easy to become quite insular in Essex, where, relatively speaking, we're all very well off. To understand how things are outside is great as well.
I guess there are lots of ways that people can get involved without necessarily taking on the full commitment of hosting children.
Absolutely, and to be honest with you, the more people that want to help out, even if they feel it's in a very small way, it's so greatly appreciated. And you know, if you get a chance to meet the kids, do take that opportunity. You'll see what they get out of it, which obviously is what this is all about.
Matt, what if somebody thinks that maybe they'd like to get involved in some way? What's the best way of contacting you?
Probably the easiest way is to go to our website, which is www.ccll.org.uk/South Essex, or one word, and there you'll find out some of the details of what we get up to in the Billericay and South Essex Link.
Matt, thanks ever so much for taking time out, because I know it's a very busy evening here at the barbecue, and there's a lot of fun going on, a lot of eating and a lot of playing. The very best of luck with the holiday, and the best of luck with the future of the Link.
Thanks very much. And thanks very much to Phoenix for giving us a chance to tell everybody about what we're up to.
Sharon, it's your first time at one of these barbecues, I believe.
Yes, it is. It's the first year we've hosted the families from Ukraine.
Was it sort of an instant decision that you wanted to be involved with that, or was it something that you and your husband had to give a lot of thought to?
It was instant, actually, when we realised, because the days are all taken care of with activities, and so many people volunteer their time during the day, and what we have to do is look after them in the evening and overnight and take them to the venue the next morning. And then we have 3 weekends where we take them around with our families and introduce them to things that we think they might like.
So you've got a couple of the boys, is that right?
Yep, I have a son myself, so we thought we'd take 2 boys. We've got a 10-year-old and 11-year-old, and they're absolutely delightful children. They're extremely polite and very, very pleasant.
Now, I guess one of the challenges, perhaps, I was going to say problems, but let's be a little bit more positive. But one of the challenges would be the language. How's that going? Do you speak any Ukrainian?
I don't speak any Ukrainian, but with this the technology these days, it's quite straightforward. We have an iPad and there's some apps that you can use. So we just key in keywords in English and we just translate it over to Ukrainian, and they get the gist of what we're trying to say to them. And we can mime as well.
And I guess there's quite a lot of fun with that, isn't there?
It is, yeah. And they do understand. They know when it's bath time. They know when it's sleep time. You just mime that to them, and they're very good. They go up to bed.
Thinking ahead to next year already, is this something that you think you'd do again?
Definitely. I'll definitely do it again.
And what about anybody else who is thinking, well, yeah, we could do that. We've got enough room, but not too sure. What would you just say to anybody who perhaps might be considering acting as hosts themselves?
I would say I'd give it serious consideration, because the children have all been specially selected to benefit from their trip to the UK. And every single one that I've met has been completely delightful. Having said that, though, one of ours is homesick, but we get through it, and we can just care for these children for the whole month, and it's just a real privilege to do so.
And I guess having a son of your own of a similar sort of age, it helps as well, does it?
It helps a lot, and he helps as well, because the very first night he had a long chat with them on it's on his mobile phone, but he had a really good chat telling them who lived next door and all about our pets and what school he went to and everything, and that really helped them settle in.
Sharon, thank you.
My pleasure.